If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
We've experienced the biggest day of sports activism ever, and I know of no one better to talk about this with us than Christine Brennan, award-winning national sports columnist for USA Today, best-selling author. You see her on television all the time. And Christine, whenever I see you come up on TV, I was just mentioning this to Dave Ennett here, I always pay attention because I think your analysis is always insightful. Good to have you on WGN with us today.
Well, Bob, what a lovely thing to say. Thank you. It's an honor to be on with you and, of course, my Northwestern pal, Dave, and, of course, talking to Chicago, where my mom and dad were born and raised on the South Side. So thank you very much. It's truly an honor to be with you guys.
I was reading your blog, and you write, "We call them professional athletes. History will call them heroes." The Bucks started it, but people are picking up on this everywhere in sports, aren't they?
Well, they sure are. And, you know, this is reminiscent of the late 1960s when you had all kinds of course, the Smith and Carlos at the Olympics in 68 in Mexico City, the Black Power Salute, Muhammad Ali, you had Billie Jean King fighting for women's rights. But it's like times 100, you know, now. This, when you shut down basically all of our sports, when these athletes with peaceful protests shut it down, decide that they need to make such a statement, and as I wrote in my column in USA Today that's online now and in the paper and what have you, is you know, they're giving voice to the voiceless. No surprise to me at all, guys, that this is led by the NBA, of course, the Milwaukee Bucks, 40 miles away from Kenosha, right, of course, right there basically in Chicago's doorstep, and but also the WNBA, both predominantly majority black leagues. These are our young men and women who we know. We've watched them play in college. We've watched them play in the pros, cheered them on, and they're from these communities. And if they're not from these communities, they know someone who is, or their brother is, or their sister is, or a friend of theirs has gone through something. I'm a white person from the suburbs of Toledo, Ohio, who went to Northwestern and is living the life of my dreams as a newspaper columnist and as a TV commentator. I have no idea, right? I have no idea what this is, but I can listen and I can try to learn. And I think that's what so many of us are doing. It's just unbelievable to me, and I'm not laughing at all. I'm shocked that we have gone through this summer. We have seen George Floyd. We've got Breonna Taylor, of course, that tragic story. Ahmaud Arbery, and now Jacob Blake shot 7 times in the back, unarmed. This is a country I love, and personally, as an American, not speaking as a journalist, I'm stunned. But I guess I shouldn't be, and I think that's what these athletes are telling us. And thank goodness for them that they are using their voices to alert us to a horrifying situation that has to be resolved in our beautiful country.
Christine, good morning. You mentioned the WNBA, and Nneka Ogwumike of the LA Sparks has been, I think, the things she has to say are important and need to be heard, and she has said them very well. But I want to get back to something that happened a couple of nights earlier, and that was Doc Rivers, who at the bubble in Orlando. You know, I think his comments, and he's such a respected voice, and a Chicagoan also, just FYI, those, I think, really hit a lot of people. Did you get that impression?
Oh, my gosh, Dave. I think those quotes, and there have been amazing comments throughout, as you mentioned, from the men and women in the NBA and WNBA, from others. I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of amazing quotes. But I put these in my column. And I think it's worth reading again for those of your listeners who may not have heard it. And it's political a bit, but I think that's okay because it's honest. Doc Rivers, of course, the coach of the L.A. Clippers, saying as he's fighting back tears, "What stands out to me is just watching the Republican convention viewing this fear. All you hear is Donald Trump and all of them talking about fear. We're the ones getting killed. We're the ones getting shot. were the ones that were denied to live in certain communities. We've been hung. We've been shot. All you do is keep hearing about fear. So he's saying, obviously, who should be fearful? And then his last comment, I think, is as powerful as anything. Again, Doc Rivers, it's amazing why we keep loving this country, because this country does not love us back. It's really so sad. And I know there's people probably listening to us right now, guys, who are saying, oh, how dare they? And they're driving off the road and, you know, whatever. It's time to stop driving off the road, and it's time to stop getting mad, and it's time to listen to this, because, again, we could have had our heads in the sand before. I'm sure I did. I'm sure my family did. You hear about these things. There are a lot of them, and you kind of go, well, okay, maybe that was deserved because of this reason or that reason, right? I mean, you know, the police had a reason, or this guy's a bad guy, or this person's a bad person, whatever. You cannot explain away what we're seeing now, and we should never have explained away the ones before, too. But I guess what I'm saying, this critical mass we've reached right now, and sports is such a huge part of it, going back to my role as a sports journalist, it takes us to national conversations that we should have. And there is no doubt the NBA, WNBA, Major League Baseball, the NHL, all, you know, it's finally come along, Naomi Osaka in tennis, one of the great stars in the game of tennis, all of them, they're taking us to a national conversation that we should have, and think, goodness, we are having this conversation.
2 weeks from now, the NFL season will be underway if all things go as planned. The Bears were among the teams who did not practice yesterday, choosing instead to have a conversation, but they want it to be more than conversation, action. How do you think NFL players are going to react as the season gets closer?
It's so interesting, isn't it, that this started 2 days ago when we first heard about the NBA shutting down or striking, boycotting, whatever words you want to use. And that was exactly the four-year anniversary of when Colin Kaepernick first took a knee during the national anthem in peaceful protest of police brutality in San Francisco. So 4 years, hard to believe. Wow. And fascinating, that would be August 26th on both cases. So that's pretty amazing. I think the NFL will be doing a lot and saying a lot. Because of someone like Kaepernick, he's not in the league, but the legacy is there for so many of those football players who've come after him. And again, the NFL is a predominantly black league. And by the way, I'm not saying that this just falls on black people, African Americans. No. But they have led the way, and they are the heroes here in this story. And also, you said something interesting, Dave, when you talked about the action. You know, this isn't just, even though it would be fine if it were just screaming and yelling. I think that would be totally justified if it were just people screaming or yelling. That's not what's happening here. Maybe that's happened before, I don't know, but now, you look at what the WNBA players said, you look at what the NBA players said, it's a call to action, and what they're saying. Register to vote and then vote. And I've now heard that there are 10 NBA, WNBA, whatever, facilities that are now going to be turned into voting centers in October and then on Election Day, November 3rd. Isn't that fascinating? Houston, mm-hmm. Atlanta, I know, are two of them, that they will turn over their major arenas for voting. So that's what these players are talking about. And even if you're not sure about this, and I'm guessing, as I said, I'm sure there's some folks listening who are not sure about all of this, right, or concerned about some of this. How can you be concerned about that? That is America at its finest, voting, encouraging people to vote. They're also, of course, talking about justice for Breonna Taylor and arresting the police officers who killed her. Again, to me, that is action, that is admirable, and I think history is going to judge all of these young athletes so well. I think as we look back on this, this will be a remarkable time in our country for so many reasons, 2020, pandemic, et cetera, but these people are shining at exactly the right moment.
Yeah, I said this yesterday. Sports usually a good diversion for us, entertainment. But right now, it's part of the news, and it has to be. Christine Brennan, one of the country's top sports columnists, more at USA Today. Thanks for your analysis and commentary, as always, Christine.
My pleasure. Thank you. Have a great day to you and your listeners, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Christine.